Welcome to Nerdy Thursday.
Where's the music?
What? Yes! I'm not even upset there's going to be a super long pause before the theme song. Not at all.
Where's the music?
The world was big and cruel, and cold and gray and sad. But Nerdy Thursday came up and made everybody glad. Because after that they had a whole lot more stuff to do with their minds, and they left the gray old square world behind. Nerdy Thursday, you're the man, I hope you be my friend.
How can you just say that?
It wasn't the C word.
It was the N word.
That's not offensive.
We walked into that. And I want to see you dig yourself out of it.
Well, maybe a little bit.
Welcome, everybody, to Nerdy Thursday. We're your two hosts, Sean and Mitch, and we're just a couple of guys who like beer, games, and nerd culture in general. My name is Sean, and with me, as always, is Mitch. What's up?
Not a lot, dude. But guess what?
What?
With us, some as always, sometimes, is our boy Gus.
This is delicious.
What up, Gus?
Going on, gentlemen?
Not a whole lot. Not a whole lot. What about with you?
With me?
Yeah.
I can't even remember. How long ago was it I was on here?
2 days.
What?
2 days ago.
No, seriously.
In all seriousness, when this comes out, 2 days ago.
Okay, so if we forget the 2 days ago, how long was it before that?
Long enough.
Like a long
episode
time.
33? Or not long enough.
Was I still homeless and looking for beer cans?
Oh, yes.
Probably,
yes. Okay, well, now I'm employed again.
Nice.
And I have a place to live.
That's great. Congratulations. That's a boy right there.
So we got a party, like, where's an applause button?
That's a boy! That's a boy! Mm-hmm. Nice, nice. Anything new with either one of you? This is our first official episode back since the announcement of the hiatus last month. Thank you for spitting on my floor. That was disgusting.
That was actually in your coat.
That's my coat.
Oh, it was your coat.
Then I'm okay. Son of a bitch.
I'm going to spit on your floor for him spitting on my coat.
No, I spilled your beer. I spilled my beer on your floor and I spit in his coat.
Somehow I'm okay with what happened with that.
I got the
happening.
Short end of the stick.
Yeah, you did. I can clean up that beer later. You got Gus juice in your...
No. It's Angelina's. It was an onion. I can tell you exactly what it was.
That's gross. So this is our first episode back, and we wanted to come back for Christmas, make sure that we had an episode out, and it's a show that we meant to do last year, but we never got around to it.
Mm-hmm.
So we are here. We're ready to record. Mitch, what's new with you? This is our first official episode with you. What's going on with you? Anything new?
Yeah, I just had my colonoscopy.
Are you waiting?
Great time. I'm waiting on the results.
Are you being serious?
Well, once this drops, then yes. Oh, wait.
Oh, my God.
I don't think that is true. You might
once
be getting
dropped,
that today.
I get it.
You might be getting that
no,
today.
No, it was yesterday.
Man, I love the whole recording in advance thing.
Yeah, it was yesterday.
Once it drops, I love it.
That's amazing.
I'll let everybody know the 28th.
Are you waiting on the results?
Yeah. Gotta watch the video.
Why do you have a whole colony of polyps in there?
Was this voluntary or mandatory?
You know, I always ask for them just to be safe.
Huh. So basically, you voluntarily asked somebody just to probe up your ass.
Yep.
Cool.
That's like a reverse Cartman.
Yeah, I got the idea from Cartman in episode one of Cunt.
Really?
If you guys haven't listened to See You Next Tuesday, it is our bonus show that covers South Park. We're going to be wrapping up season one coming up soon. So go back and listen. Guys, before we go off the deep end, because I can only imagine where this episode is going to go, I got
to
start...
Cleveland, Ohio.
We've got three things. Starting us off,
number one.
What are you guys drinking?
Yellow Submarine.
Nice.
Okay.
It's a Fantastic Voyage.
Is that kind of like the Red Rocket? Is that by the same place that did the Red Rocket last week?
Yep.
Or on Tuesday?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's Hoppy, Floral, Tropical, and Piney. It's a New England style IPA. It's 6.5%. It's pretty good. Probably give it 4.5 bottle caps.
Really?
It's wow. Very good New England style IPA. Let me see
that. It is.
Damn. 4.5?
It's good. I honestly don't think that has as much flavor as I thought it was going to, but it's pretty good. Sorry about that. Needed to readjust.
That one had macadamia, not that one.
Oh, yeah, the magnanimous? Man, dude, you need to get more of these, because awesome. This was fucking great.
I'm getting
don't
more.
Confuse everybody. That's not what we're drinking.
Yeah. Okay.
What Sorry. Are you drinking, Gus?
I am drinking a Melvin Citradamus IPA, and it is it's a Melvin Citradamus from Alpine Brewing in Wyoming. And it is a 9.5. I actually got this on my beer collector's thing, but then I was disappointed. I thought it was rare, but then I found it right down at the package store down the street.
For much cheaper than what you paid for it in the
Absolutely.
Beer collecting?
Absolutely.
Of course. That's great.
But it's good.
Is it good? What would you rate that?
I mean, it's good. It's drinkable, but I wouldn't rate it. I'd give it a 3.75.
That's still pretty good.
Yeah,
that's still pretty good.
I'd give it a 3.75.
Where would you put a Bud Light on that scale?
A Bud Light?
Yeah.
If I was going to drink a Bud Light after this, it would probably be like a 4.75 because it would put me over the edge. My Bud Lights always make me go over the edge.
Okay.
But if I drank a Bud Light before this, actually, it would only be a 3.5.
Actually, alternative question, alternative facts. What would you rather be drinking? You said this is okay. What would you rather be drinking?
Like right now?
Yep. Than that.
Better a Bud Light.
I would rather be drinking a Bud Light rather than this.
You trying to get drunk, Gus?
Sirens come early.
No, I would enjoy it more. This is okay, but it's something I'm going to have to force down. I'm not enjoying it.
Damn. Well, let me know if you want any of this.
What is it?
Because what
There's
I
There's a siren.
Yeah, buddy. Because what I am drinking, he knows what's up.
He didn't hear you say that at all.
Nope, he didn't. I heard it, like, nice. In the distance. I am drinking a 41 by Treehouse Brewing. This is special releases, you were telling me. Every year they use the same recipe, but they change one ingredient in it. Yeah. So these are very highly sought after kind of beers, and I'm very lucky to have shared one with me. This is it's a pint. It's 6.7%, and it is I would give it a 4.25. I was really spoiled with this magnanimous that you mentioned earlier. So to answer my question, if I would rather be drinking this. Because this was a 5.0.
Well, you shouldn't have wasted it.
Dude, I had no idea. Like, this is a 5-star
I put half of it on the floor.
Yeah, you did. At least a fucking quarter, dude.
I know that.
Dude. Man, that's really good. That I'm going to save this just to, like, try to track some down.
Yeah.
Because this was awesome. But this is delicious, and I'm glad I got to try it.
All right, that was one.
Okay. Part number two.
Part two.
Okay, part number two is the phone call. We've got two phone calls pulled up, and the first one is going to be coming in from Fish Lips J.
Hey, Nerdy Thursday boys, this is Fish Lips J. I was fucking around on Facebook the other day, and I was looking through my friends I may know section, and, up popped a name, Stephen Michael. I Ooh. Said, why does this name seem so familiar? So I went in and started looking at all his pictures and whatever I could access on his Facebook page, and then I remembered, there's a number one undisputed Stephen Michael, you know, on that, you know, listens to Nerdy Thursday.
Fact.
And so I was like, huh, I wonder if it's the same one. So, if this Stephen Michael that I saw is, in fact, the number one undisputed Nerdy Thursday fan, I'm going to have to say, you, sir, are one sexy motherfucker.
That was him. That was him.
I'm going to pause that real quick.
Dude, definitely am.
Dude, in my mind, I'm like, I hope he calls him sexy. I hope he calls him sexy.
I was on the edge of my seat the entire call. What's he going to say? What's he going to say?
Yo, that was funny as hell. I'm going to bring that back a couple of seconds just to make sure we didn't miss anything here. That was amazing.
One sexy motherfucker. And I'm a straight guy. It appears you're a straight guy, but you, if you ever want to try batting for the other team.
This call's going way better than any call we could have had. This is a great first welcome back call.
This is the perfect call to come back on. And the best part is that Stephen Michael is the next call. And I hope to God it's something about Jay. I hope it's about Fish Lips Jay.
Reaching out. That'd be awesome.
Like they coordinated phone calls or something. Oh, my God. Give me 1 second to pull that call up real quick.
Got this guy creeping.
Wait, that was the end?
That was the end of that, yeah. He just called to say how sexy he was.
I was gonna say, he literally just calls and goes, if you want to bat for the other team, click.
Yeah. Oh, dang it. Uh-oh.
Oh, God.
Okay. Well, that's exciting.
That was a pocket dial. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to do something a little weird.
No, you're...
So I'm going to break the fourth wall. I don't ever do this.
Ever.
But I'm going to break the fourth wall, and I'll say that we recorded an episode, the episode that comes after this, we recorded before this, so I skipped 2 phone calls. But I'm going to play a phone call that comes after those in response to this in honor of that, because it is Stephen Michael. Wow. So I'm going to play that call right now.
So this is 5 phone calls ahead of where we are.
Yeah.
But only one episode away.
Yeah, time loop.
So the response to this phone call...
No, this will is the like, response to that, but it's not going to come out for...
No, it's coming out now, but this phone call is from 4 weeks away.
Have you ever seen Spaceballs? Now. We're listening to now.
I get it.
I like how that's what wrangles him into reality. Uh-huh. Yes. Okay, here we go. Stephen Michael, go.
He knows...
Hey, Nerdy Thursday, Stephen Michael from Facebook, number one undisputed fan. Just want to give you guys an update because I'm absolutely 100% positive that you were extremely concerned about me. My voice is back and I'm feeling a hell of a lot better in just a couple days, so.
Yeah.
Didn't want to leave you guys hanging there for a few seconds.
Can you pause it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So next episode, he's very, very sick.
Okay, so he's not sick yet.
But he's feeling better now.
But he's already been sick, and now he's feeling better.
No, yes. He'll be sick next episode. Next week, he'll be sick.
He's better now from being sick next week. No, but he's better now.
But next week, he's going to be sick. But he's better this week than he was last week.
Yes.
Or next week, he's feeling like shit.
Yes.
But he's better this week.
Yes.
My man.
From next week.
You ever seen Back to the Future?
Yes.
Because you'd get it. You'd understand.
How many gigawatts are you communicating with?
1.25.
1.21 gigawatts.
21.
I don't know. That was a guess.
You were really
I got real
then.
Close.
Yeah.
Nice. I've never seen those movies.
I just want to smack you every time you say that.
Fuck. What did you ever watch when you were growing up?
Mighty Ducks.
What movies? Yeah, okay.
We watched the Power Rangers movie
a lot. The Goonies. The Power Rangers movie, You Ooze, You Lose. That is the scene in the movie.
He's got a point.
What was the one with the Hanson brothers?
Bop.
No.
Do it up, do bop.
No, the ice.
Oh, the Bash Brothers.
The Bash Brothers.
Yeah, it's Mighty Ducks.
Mighty Ducks.
Mighty Ducks.
Yeah. All right. I mentioned that one.
You watched it?
Yeah.
We're getting back in the phone call.
Okay.
Where he's feeling better.
He's feeling better now than he does next week.
Right. Right, right. He's good now, but he's bad next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this was all weeks ago.
By the way, Stephen Michael, Fish Lips Jay wanted me to tell you that you're sexy.
And you know it.
And you know it.
But also he knows it.
Yeah.
I gotta tell him he's the number one fan.
Yeah.
Go ahead and tell him.
Because you questioned that
I did question that, and I recant that statement, and he's So far, the number one undisputed fan.
And you're glad that he's feeling better from next week.
I'm glad that you're feeling better last week than you are this week, next week.
Good enough for me.
This is why I love this show.
Silence. I've got to get the rest of this phone call.
You guys hanging there for a few seconds between voicemails? Yeah, feeling a lot better. All right, gentlemen. See you soon. Keep it nerdy.
It's true. He sounded normal. I like it.
Oh, my God. He sounded like death next week.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. He will. Yes, he will.
Dude, that was a lot of fun to do. I'm not going to lie. Oh, my God. We should just fuck up the phone calls all the time.
Just randomly take some here, some there.
And we just, like, we create this, like, this whole plot line of someone just, like, yeah.
Just time some travel, whole sub time travel.
Yeah, that would be phone so call amazing. Line. But there's That's always cool that idea. Asshole just waiting to poke holes through your story.
All right, let's do this. Let's offer up a challenge for somebody to call us out to get their phone call into an episode that's been out for a long time. So, like, somebody can call in about the Goonies, and we'll add it to the Goonies episode and put it back on the website. So when we get a new listener, they hear something just fucking crazy
in the
Goonies episode. Why not?
Because if you did anything behind the scenes...
I don't.
You would know in order to do that, I'd have to take that down, edit it, re-upload it, and in which case it's no longer episode number two. It's episode whatever. Because it would be the latest upload.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So it would no longer be in chronological
Man, order. Man, he has a hard time with that word. Can you spell that?
It's You're funny. The one it's, that fucked it up the first time.
It's funny because...
And I'm making fun of you.
It's funny because the joke rolls over from the cunt on Tuesday.
What? Chronological?
Yeah.
Chronological. Chronological.
What? Oh, no. We're going to replay that.
No, you got it right.
Missed
yeah, it's
I
right.
I think you missed the letter. Nope.
I know it's right.
I definitely heard it wrong, but he said it right. I thought he said L.A. at the end, and I was just like, that ain't right. But he said it right.
I thought he missed an O.
Nope. No. There's four of them.
Yep. No, there's three.
Damn, I almost got him.
I thought, I was like, where's the fourth one? Okay. So I have one more part before we get into the episode. The two of you have watched... A Christmas Story, you said, you mentioned earlier.
We're not doing Motown.
I got sunshine
on a cloud.
I want to say,
when it's cold outside.
There's at least 12 times, 120. I want to say 150 times, no exaggeration.
I guess you say, what can
I have watched this movie
feel this way? My sunshine.
My girl.
Sunshine.
My girl. Underneath that mistletoe, buckle bell. Sunshine. Sunshine.
So go on. Yeah, we watched this movie a bunch.
Yeah, so you saw this bunch?
Yeah.
You know how much I like this movie?
A couple of times.
When's the last time we broke out?
I like this movie a lot.
Yeah, you have that leg lamp tattoo.
I forgot about that.
You would.
When's the last time we broke out in song on this? Fucking episode 19.
Yeah, baby.
We did this almost every episode.
Yeah, we're supposed to do it all the time. Yeah. I like it. Can't sing for shit, but I like to do it.
Yeah. But it's sterile and I like the taste.
But go on. Dodgeball.
I'm
talking
saying?
About drinking urine.
Drinking urine?
Rip torn.
Yeah.
Necessary for me to drink my own urine?
Fucking wrench, you can dodge a ball.
No. But it's sterile and I like the taste.
All right.
Alright, so you watched it a whole bunch of times. Whatever. I have a quiz for both of you guys.
Did you even tell them what we're talking about?
They can see the title when they click on
the
episode.
They should already know.
Okay.
We're talking about...
We haven't gotten into the meat and potatoes yet.
A Christmas...
Which we own, rightfully, from Experience Crime Promcast. And also
Promcast?
And also Podcast. Both of them. Motherfuckers, we're getting it from every direction.
Nice.
So I have a quiz here.
We know. 30 questions.
That has nothing to do.
Dirty
Tadpog,
questions.
I feel real bad. I want to be stepping on toes.
Chris Drink.
But I need to test these two guys' merit when it comes to A Christmas Story. Because Mitch claims he could take a 1,500 question quiz and never miss a single question. He said that earlier.
I did.
I remember that.
Is this a team effort or individual?
No, you're going to answer first. You'll be wrong, and then I'll correct you and get the answer right.
I like this. Okay, starting question one.
Okay.
In what state does Ralphie live, Ralphie and his family live?
Ohio.
Mitch.
Indiana.
Indiana is correct.
Okay.
You want to move forward so they can hear you? Thank you.
Indiana.
It is a lamp, you nincompoop. But it's a... blank.
It's a major award.
It's a major award. He won it.
Good job. Good job. You guys you know got that funny? Right.
So far, he's been naming all these off, and I got so much more trivia to each question. I just want to, like... this should just be the whole meat and potatoes of the episode.
This is the whole show.
Yeah, go back to question one. Ask it again.
Ohio.
Shh. You're wrong the first time.
I know that.
Go back to it.
Yeah. We're not asking you to rewind.
In the department store.
Oh,
the
damn. Kid... I thought he was really going to go back to question one.
Higby.
So anyway, question one.
Okay, are we going to go back and we'll just do this throughout the whole show?
Now. Why are we
okay.
going back to question one?
Because these 30...
Okay, I wanna... so every time I click on this, it's a new series of questions.
Oh, the other question.
Okay. No, listen. So this is... I like this.
Because
so
we'll do this is going to show everybody how much I love this movie, and that's what I want to do.
Okay. Guys, this is going to be the show. Through the show, we're going to take this 30 question quiz.
I think I can answer this pretty
and
good.
It's going to fill in the blanks of the movie.
Yeah.
Ideally.
Yeah.
Correct?
It should.
Okay. Yeah. Let's do it. I like it. Okay. Question number one. This is different than the first one I asked. We'll get back to that
one. Do I soon. Still get to go first? And yes. You
yeah.
correct me?
Yeah. Every time.
Okay.
What do you mean every time?
This is going to be a fill in the blank. I do have a multiple choice. So if you are stuck, I can give those to you.
Perfect. Okay.
So the old man could replace fuses quicker than a blank on a date.
Can we give him a time limit?
Faster. What the multiple choice?
Nope.
No, okay. The old man could replace fuses faster than...
If you ask for the multiple choices,
I don't know it. I know that. No,
he
wait a minute.
He replace the fuses...
Faster.
Than...
I know this.
I know you do.
This is going to be a 9-hour podcast.
No, it is not.
Jackrabbit on a date.
Jackrabbit is correct.
You didn't even let me think.
You had more than 30 seconds.
I got to go through the alphabet. I would have gotten the right answer.
Did no, you have anything you, that you wanted to add to this?
No, actually, that one's pretty much summed up.
Okay, that's when they're broken down, right? The car, they get a flat in the
what?
Car.
Not at all.
You're not even
that's
close.
When they plug
just
in the
ask
Christmas
the questions.
Tree.
You don't even
I
know.
I have no fucking clue.
You have a 10-second limit to answer the questions. If you
I think
ask
that's
for,
fair.
If you ask for the multiple choice, it automatically goes to me. If I don't know, we get the multiple choice. We're not trying to waste this good people's time.
Okay.
Okay. It is a lamp, you nincompoop, but it's a...
You already asked this. Major award.
Yeah.
Major award.
It's a major
perfect.
Award.
Okay.
Fun fact about that scene.
We're not wasting the people's time.
We are with this. I said that at the beginning. Fun fact about that.
Okay. Yeah. So now when I talk, I'm wasting time, but when you talk, it's now.
Well, no. Yours when you was, sit there going, I know this. I know this one. Hold on. That's wasting people's time.
Jack Rabbit.
When
he got him. He got it.
When I can
when you
clearly
can...
enunciate and get across my point that during this scene, it was completely random, and that is the director, Bob Clark, who walks up into the scene to talk to the old man about the major award and that he's wearing an out-of-place Miami's Dolphin 1980s cap when the film was not filmed in that time era and walks up to him to have that whole conversation. That's not wasting their time. That's letting them know an important piece of trivia that you can learn at the museum, which is in Cleveland, Ohio, that I've been to. And I have the major award tattooed on my leg. So,
I'm a Dolphins fan.
I'm still trying to understand what the point of that was.
That it was a random scene that Bob Clark just decided to jump into.
And?
Keep talking.
And?
Why was it a random scene?
Because it wasn't in the script.
Okay. What was he wearing?
Dolphins are beating the Patriots right
now. He was wearing a Dolphins hat from the 80s.
What's the score?
6-0. Awesome. Well, yeah, they must have missed the point after.
Don't worry, they'll come back.
Anyways,
yeah,
cool.
Belichick paid him off. They'll come back.
Who directed A Christmas Story?
I just answered that.
I wasn't listening.
Bob Clark.
Bob Clark is correct. Do you have any tidbits on that that you want to talk about?
No. Yes. Yes. He was walking around the scene with a Miami Dolphins hat from 1987 when the film was...
It was filmed in 1983.
But he still delivered it. 1983. And they left him in the scene.
You know, whenever, like, Gus comes on and then people give us a bunch of shit for treating him like garbage? Like, how did they not get it?
He's the best character we got. What's your job as an employment? Tell me he's a garbage guy.
What do you mean?
Are you a shit picker upper?
No, you mean my real employment? Like what I do?
Are you a zookeeper?
What I do?
Because we could be the monkeys that just throw shit at you.
Clean up my mess, human.
Let me throw a bunch of Mr. Hankies at you.
According to Ralphie, his dad's tapestry...
I'm just a lonely Jew.
Tapestry of obscenities?
Still hangs in a space over where?
Lake Michigan. Michigan.
There you go.
Sorry.
He's correct.
Lake Michigan is correct.
No fun facts. Next one.
What? And listeners, if you do not know this, you're losing all cred with us.
Why, do you know this?
I'm going... Of course, I've seen this movie 100 times.
Of course you did. He just read it.
I haven't watched it in like 4 years, but we watched it a shitload when we were kids.
I watched it yesterday.
I didn't. Okay.
You watch it year-round.
What is the most serious of all dares?
The triple dog dare.
I triple dog dare you to try to suck your big toe right now.
He's doing it! He's got to do it! It's a triple dog dare! Oh, you going to take the sock off or no?
No, I don't have to.
You're just going
to
stick it through the hole?
My sock. No. You put that merchandise down.
Immediately.
Okay. It's down.
Wait, come on. This is the time you're wasting.
I'm not wasting
time. By the way, guys, he's trying to rip the hole in his sock a little bit bigger to stick.
Oh, yeah. Look at that thing. Dude. Suck it. Suck that toe. Dude, you can't even bend that. You're going to hurt yourself. Dude, you're going to be out of work again.
I'm at disability because I tried to suck my toe.
Could you imagine yoga?
Could you imagine it going to
work? Let's see it.
Can't.
You can do it. All right.
How quick?
Next question.
How quick he snapped back to a regular person as soon as he saw the cameras come out.
There's the suckle toe.
Is there still spit on it?
Oh, that is amazing. I just got such a great picture of that toe.
All right, let me with another question.
Next question.
Perfect. Give me a second to get back into the quiz. Okay. Mr. Parker loves what?
Your pants are ripping.
Mr. Parker loves. That's it.
Oops. That's it?
That's the whole thing?
Mr. Parker just loves.
Is that the question?
Yeah. Mr. Parker loves what?
One, two, three. Boom, bum, bum, bum,
ba-dum, bum, bum. I can't.
Folks, we're sorry for the dead air.
I can't do this one.
Why?
Mitch.
Because I don't know the answer.
It's turkey.
Turkey is correct.
The old man was a turkey junkie. Oh, the old man.
Okay. Here's the real question.
If you said that, I would have known.
Who broke the lamp?
The mother. Her name was...
I don't know why you got to get any more deeper than that.
No.
Miss Parker?
Yeah.
Perfect. Good job. Good job. What time does Little Orphan Annie start?
Oh, man!
Dude, the look on your face once that question finished. You're like,
oh, shit. It was...
This is a pretty legit quiz.
It was...
That's pretty good.
It was...
I feel bad for the dead air, man.
5 o'clock.
Not even an option. Mitch. Yeah.
Great Scott, it's almost 8 o'clock.
Is it 8 o'clock?
I think so.
6:45 p.m.
Mitch, damn!
Wow!
A question.
Damn. Let it be marked in the histories of Nerdy Thursday Timedom.
I'm upset.
Mitch missed question number 8.
When he said the answer, did you remember it? Or no?
I know right when it is.
Oh, man.
As soon as the Major Ward goes up and is lit, that's how she gets him out of the window.
Yeah.
What brand of soap does Ralphie hate?
Oh, it wasn't...
This is a lot of fun. Listeners, I hope you're having a good time with this, because this is awesome.
Oh, Dove loves a nice pecan aftertaste. I know it's not.
He likes Dove.
He likes it. That left a nice aftertaste. Palmolive.
Lifebuoy, on the other hand, yuck.
Lifebuoy it is. Palmolive was option number 2. Lifebuoy was number 1.
Weird, right?
What? I'm sorry. The department store Santa hates the smell of what?
I hope tapioca!
Correct.
It is tapioca. Listeners, I hope you're having a good time and you're playing along.
All right, fun fact.
Yeah. If any of these people ever watch this movie, they'll be having fun with this.
Yeah, I think so.
Absolutely.
I saw somebody put up a post in a group I'm in on Facebook yesterday, but they go...
What's up, Santa?
Okay. So they go, is A Christmas Story as big of a thing outside of Ohio as it is everywhere else? Everyone's like, yeah.
Did we get a comment on that?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, they're like, that's dedication. and I'm like, yeah, it's kind of a big deal everywhere.
Right.
Like, we've been watching the 24 hours of A Christmas Story for
a long time.
20-something years. Okay.
All right, fun fact.
Fun fact.
About Higbee's.
It's like...
One. Higbee's was
there's only three Christmas movies. Higbee's.
What are they?
Fun fact. There's only three Christmas movies. It's A Wonderful Life, Miracle on 34th Street, and Christmas Story. I don't know which one is the best. Everybody watches all of them.
Well, you're wrong. But anyway.
I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
I am definitely not wrong.
What's your top three before you get into
Christmas Story, Christmas Vacation, Miracle on 34th Street.
Not your personal. All time.
That's subjective.
That's what I just said.
Oh, okay. So you're being subjective. No, yeah. I'm talking about...
I'm talking about the most critically rated movie. There's no way to not be subjective for that question. Who you following? Robert Ebert? That's his opinion.
Yeah.
No matter what you read, that's somebody's
opinion.
Everything's
subjective.
What's your favorite Christmas movie?
That's a very subjective question. My favorite movie for Christmas is A Christmas Story. What is the absolute... Christmas movie?
What about Die Hard?
Yeah, you ask a lot of people to say Die Hard.
I think Die Hard is a Christmas movie. That's in my top five.
It is a Christmas movie. It's not a Christmas movie.
Top three. Is it your top three?
Yeah, but it could be in somebody's top three.
All right, now listen. Fun fact about Higbee's. Higbee's department store is the only reason they filmed this movie in Cleveland, Ohio. Because it's the only letter they got back that said, yes, we will be glad to leave our Christmas decorations up for an extra month when you film this in January in the middle of Cleveland.
Wow.
The city of Cleveland also agreed to leave all their decorations up, and that's why it's filmed there. The only thing they had to add to the Higbee's was the big mountain that Santa stepped up on, and that's how I brought that up, because that was the question.
That's actually pretty dope.
Now, when he asked you this question, I gotta pee. You would know that if you went to the museum. It's in Cleveland.
Well, that's not gonna be obnoxious.
The museum's in Cleveland.
Wait, have you been to Cleveland?
No. Okay, see, that's what screwed me up. Where did this take place? Cleveland.
They live in Indiana.
But he said Indiana. They don't live in Indiana, though. It was in Ohio.
No, it was filmed in Ohio, but it takes place in Indiana.
See, that's a trick question.
That is not a trick question.
Oh, it's absolutely a trick question.
It said, where does this take place? It takes place in Indiana.
It was filmed
in Ohio. It takes place in Indiana.
Next question.
Indiana is the
next setting. Next question. Well, he's in a pisser because I'm going to answer it without him.
Okay. Randy lay there like a blank. Slug it is.
Fucking guy. You're supposed to give me 10 seconds.
Yo, you're
getting...
the
only defense.
Dude, you... that is literally...
What did he say?
That was his only defense. I didn't get to finish the question, but that was the next line. Mitch is kicking your ass from the bathroom.
I know.
That was awesome.
I really hope that explosion of me landing on your floor.
Oh, it did.
Woke some people up.
Oh, I don't know about that, but that was obnoxious.
No, I just meant if they're listening, they're falling asleep because they think this one's boring. It woke them up.
A lot of people listen in the car. They hear the sirens, think a cop's there. They think that he blew a tire hitting a pothole.
Oh, fudge!
Oh, man. In reality, I didn't say fudge.
He didn't. Every take, he said fuck. It's amazing. Another fun fact. We'll get there.
Okay.
I'm sure it's one of the questions.
In the department store...
Higbee's.
The kid with the goggles... Relax. ...really likes what movie?
It wouldn't be The Wizard of Oz, would it?
It would be, because he really likes The Tin Man.
Yeah. Yep.
And I was telling you this on the way out, when you went to go smoke your death sticks, and you didn't believe me. That kid was not even in the movie.
Hmm?
That kid wasn't...
He was in the movie.
Oh, okay, he was in the movie.
But he wasn't cast?
No, he wasn't cast in the movie.
He was just in the movie.
He was literally in the store.
They saw him randomly
when they went to go film.
What?
And they saw this kid and were like, I bet we can get that kid to say something in this film, and he needs to be in it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So they just saw this kid and they were like, go ahead and just turn around and talk to him and say,
I like The Wizard of Oz.
Yep.
That's awesome. What color?
Red.
Does Scott Farkas have for eyes?
Yellow.
My God, he had yellow eyes.
Remember when you said green about an hour ago?
My God, he had yellow
eyes.
Name.
Green teeth.
Yeah, just Tony had green teeth.
Name the actor who played Ralphie Parker.
Oh, I thought you were asking about Scott Farkas.
Name the actor who played Santa Claus.
That's straight to him.
Really? You don't know who Peter Billingsley is?
No.
Boom.
Peter Billingsley's now a producer on a lot of films. He works a lot with Vince Vaughn and Kevin Favreau.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was an elf. He's one of the head elves.
Shut the fuck up. Really?
Shut the front door. But no, that's true.
You know what? I am glad you told me that, because I am going to sleep like a fucking baby tonight knowing that.
Well, I was going to sleep like a rock.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
You're welcome.
You could sleep like a baby on a rock.
You can ask me that tomorrow, and I still won't know.
Cool.
What is the last name of Ralphie's neighbors?
Bumpus!
Bumpus?
It is the Bumpuses. They had a whole
That's going to wake everybody up, too.
They had a lot of smelly hound dogs.
A lot of time questions in here. I do need to know from you guys, what time does...
3 o'clock.
What time does Higbee's? Is it Higbee's?
9 o'clock.
Department store close.
It was getting close to closing time. It was almost... I'm going to say 10.
9?
Yeah.
9 it is.
Phoebe thinks I'm staying past 9 o'clock. He can kiss my foot.
He literally just yelled 9. I'm going to go ahead and answer this one. It says, what is the name of the local department store? Higbee's.
It's Higbee's. Now it's a casino. It's called the Horseshoe. Great time. Went in there. Another fun fact. Has nothing to do with the movie, but it has to do with my trip. I sat at the roulette table for a good 45 minutes talking to this lady who used to be a stripper.
Nice.
Down at the cave in the Driftwood. Down in Jacksonville, North Carolina, where I was stationed when I was in the Marine Corps, and we just talked about all the dirty strip clubs. She's like, yeah, I work there.
Yeah, but then you hit.
Well, yeah, of course.
That's amazing.
Then I tried to hit on that. And not I was like, her. Yeah, you got a pole at home? You still practice? Her boyfriend was not amused.
What year was A Christmas Story released?
I know this.
Another reason why I love, like, having these is that he forgets everything that we've already talked about.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is that 10 seconds?
Not yet.
What year was Gert born?
85.
83, right?
Yeah.
But
she's going to be pissed. I'm going to make sure I play this for her.
Okay, next question.
Let's now linger on this silence. That was great.
Where does the family go to eat dinner on Christmas Day?
I'm trying to remember the name of the joint.
I'm going to let you guys know it has nothing to do with the name. A name isn't involved.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, it's just Chinese restaurant.
Yeah, just a Chinese bowling alley.
Yeah, it was...
Chinese is correct. It had Chinese and Japanese, and like...
No, it's Chinese. And
could it have been subtle and everyone just assumed it was Chinese because of the way they looked?
So...
Oh no, Mecca Streisand!
Hama hama!
Look forward another to that episode fact. Coming up.
Another fun fact. Do you know they didn't let any of the actors know that the waiters would be singing?
They didn't know that?
No.
Oh.
So while they're singing their fra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra, and they're all laughing, genuine laughter, they had no idea that they were going to sing.
What a bunch of racists.
Deck the halls with balls of hoary.
No. Fa-la-la-la-la.
It's so racist, but it's funny. But
fragile.
Must be Italian.
Yep. Thank you. Well, that was correct.
You already answered it?
Yeah. Fun fact about that scene, Sean, it was funny. We just watched like a little clip, like a little bit of the movie in 1.5 when we got to that scene. So Sean goes, I'm looking at this thing on the porch, and it's not going to fit through the door.
That thing was huge on the porch.
It didn't fit through the door, and that's why when you look at it, that's why the F and the T, like, it says they're this end off. Up, and it says fragile, that whole board, like, those two boards got cut off because it wouldn't fit, and then they just smushed the box so it would get through the door.
Dude, I didn't know. I was thinking tall-wise, they must have cut that down, too.
No, because you just got to lean it back.
But when it stood up.
Width-wise.
So, no, I'm talking height-wise, because that box was a good 15 feet behind the guy, and it was still taller than him. Perspective-wise, like, it shouldn't have been that way. It should have been a little bit smaller. And when it got in there, the dude was, like, maybe an inch smaller than that box. Like, it appeared to be so much bigger when it was on the porch than when it got inside.
Yeah, I was like, that is way smaller
than where that was.
But they cut it down so it would go through the door.
That's crazy.
Both ways.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense, because, like, what the heck?
Yeah, they had to cut it down so it would fit.
A Christmas Story is based on a Gene Shepherd book called what? Past Gus.
Oh, God, fuck.
I do have multiple choice answers.
No, hold on.
It's got Christmas in the title, though.
No, it doesn't. Not at all.
Christmas isn't even a word on this page.
It's
outside of
trust in God, all others play cash. Something like that.
Nailed it. That is word for word the title. Holy shit.
But anyway, Gene Shepherd is actually the narrator of the whole movie. And then he's actually in a scene, same thing in the Higbee store. You know how Ralphie goes right up to the stairs because the line's not so long?
Yeah.
The old guy with the beard and the big coat.
This is the front of the line.
Yeah, the line ends here. It begins there. Also Gene Shepherd.
That's Gene Shepherd? Yep. Holy crap. All right. Well, to get back to your complaint when Mitch was in the bathroom, in what state does Ralphie and his family live? Not where this movie was filmed.
Ohio.
Mitch, what is wrong with you?
They live in Indiana, you stupid fuck!
God damn it! It was filmed in Ohio.
I know.
He asked where they live.
Yeah, so Ralphie doesn't live in Ohio. It's set in Indiana.
Oh my God!
They filmed it in Cleveland.
I want to go to Ohio.
Because, like I said, it was the only place that said, yes, we'll keep our Christmas decorations up for an extra month and a half for you to film this movie. That's why, when it starts, he goes, there's my house on Cleveland Street. It was to pay homage to the city they filmed it in.
Homage?
Even though it was set in Indiana. They also filmed in Canada. But that's because Mrs. Shields was pregnant at the time and she couldn't travel.
Who gave Ralphie his pink bunny costume? I like that this is playing out like a trivia instead of like...
You're at
You don't have the multiple choice in front of you.
It hasn't been 10 seconds.
9. 10.
Damn it!
Yeah, I'm gonna need the names too.
Okay.
No multiple choice.
I'm gonna name 3 multiple choice.
No, we're gonna nail it. It was,
okay, hold on.
Aunt Clara.
It's Aunt Clara!
Aunt Clara was correct. Holy shit. Way to pull it out.
Took you long enough, but you nailed it.
I cannot believe that just went down. And that just blew the speakers on everyone's car.
Good.
Holy shit, I am so impressed right now.
Nice.
Wow. What magazine does Mrs. Parker read? This is a great fucking quiz.
I had tied my BB.
By the way, guys, everyone who's looking life, for this, this is time, on Zimbio.com.
It wasn't life. It wasn't time. It was one. It was
4, 3, 2.
My mom.
1.
Reaching for a copy of Look magazine.
Look!
Look is the magazine. Shit. Look is.
They actually found a magazine for the right time era, like the whole actual magazine. And put that in the movie. It's not like a recreation.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
The waitstaff sings Deck the Halls and
Jingle Bells.
Jingle Bells, Jingle Bells.
All Ralphie wants it's for Christmas again. Is a Red Ryder blank shot range model air rifle.
It's a number.
Red Ryder.
Did lots of dead air.
Model 36. I can't hear you.
Yeah, lean forward.
Leave the blanks again. Red Ryder.
Red Ryder.
Red Ryder.
Blank dash shot range model air rifle.
Red Ryder.
How many shot?
36.
200.
200 shot. Is the answer. Wow. In his dream sequence, what does Ralphie call his trusty firearm?
Oh no, it's...
It's it's true blue. It's good blue. It's my... Oh my god.
Oh no.
I'm getting way too drunk.
It's old blue.
Old blue.
Oh no.
Good call.
What I really love is how he shoots... 3 times, it's 3 people, but there's 4 people dead in the middle of the shit. The end of the shot. Classic.
I did not hear a single word you just said.
Old blue.
So in the dream sequence, yeah. Ralphie he climbs up into shots. The window, he takes 3 shots,
yeah.
Hits 3 of the burglars, they all fall. Then it cuts to Bart jumping out of the thing.
Uh-huh.
And then it goes back to all the guys he shot.
Yeah.
And there's 4 guys in the pile.
That's awesome.
He only took 3 shots.
That's awesome. What is the deadly phrase uttered many times before by hundreds?
That's not surmountable by any means known in this kingdom.
You'll shoot your eye out.
That's it?
Yeah.
Beautiful. What is the name of the kid who gets his tongue stuck to the pole?
Really? Yeah.
Just making sure.
Oh my god.
He has to scream uncle, he gets a black eye.
I know that.
It's not Schwartz.
It's not Scott.
It's not Ralphie.
It's not Randy.
It's not old man.
It's not Mrs. Parker. It's not Santa Claus.
Tennis flick.
No.
Yep. All right.
Fuck.
I'm trying to eliminate the dead air.
One last question.
That was already 30.
This is 30.
Let's find more.
Hasn't this been fun?
I know.
After this, I gotta take a piss break, but I'll look for more if you guys want some more. All right.
I want some more.
What is the queen mother of dirty words? Now, I am gonna preface this for you real quick.
and say it is not the C dash 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 word.
It's which the is punch. It's the F dash 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 word.
That's correct. Yeah. You guys scored a 96, and I want to let you know.
I'm pretty upset. I got
that this website. This is what the website had to say about you guys. It says,
I can only imagine.
You're not perfect. But we'll give you a major award anyway.
Nice. Well, we got a major award. Should be perfect, though.
All right. You guys chat for a few about the movie. I'll be back.
What do I say about it, though?
I couldn't believe
it. Those are all my good
hints. What was the one we got wrong?
Give a synopsis of it. I don't give
a shit. What was the one we got wrong?
What's the idea of it?
What did we get wrong?
What was the one you got wrong?
The time, Little Orphan Annie.
6:45.
Whoa, this guy's gonna remember.
Oh, fuck yeah. I knew it was a different time. I knew it wasn't an even time.
I thought it was 8 o'clock.
No, it was something 15. It was something 45. 6:45.
But you did it, and you didn't get it right.
Yeah.
What the hell? Well, this is only a 20-second one, but you only have 10 minutes. In the movie, what state did Ralph Parker and his family live in?
Indiana.
Bam. Next. Which decade did the movie take place?
50s.
Wow. This question is under review. Please proceed ahead. It didn't even give you a chance.
Really? So I got it right.
Yeah, well, you can get it right. What year was the movie released?
Oh, fuck, we just did. 83.
Bam. What was the name of Ralph's younger brother?
Randy.
We're just giving this
guy... I can't put my arms down!
We're just giving this guy another chance to figure out. Yeah. The movie was based on the stories of what Arthur? What author?
Gene.
I know you just said it. I can't remember.
Well, he was right, because Gene was the only option. Gene Shepard. What type of car did Ralphie's father drive?
An Oldsmobile.
Some men are Catholic. All right. Who plays the main character, Ralphie?
Pity Billingsley.
You said... Billingsley, but close.
Thank you.
You said if I asked you tomorrow, you wouldn't remember. You didn't say anything about 15 minutes later.
I still didn't remember.
What arrives in a box marked Fragile?
Electric sex.
A lamp, yep.
That is acceptable.
What was Ralph's favorite radio show?
Little Orphan Annie.
This guy. Killing it all of a sudden. What Christmas carol did the Parker sing in the car?
Okay.
You literally just said it.
Jingle bells. I wanted to spit.
I know you did, but you. Oh, and now I'm a Google user, so you won. You won the quiz.
Cool.
You did a great job.
All right. So
let's pee.
Cool.
See ya.
So let's do a quick synopsis on this movie. If you guys haven't seen this movie, like, where the fuck have you been your entire life? So this tells the story about a boy who wants this airsoft
rifle. He wants a BB gun.
He wants a BB gun. It's a story set in, what, the 50s?
40s.
40s. Set in the 40s, small town American family in Indiana, not Ohio, motherfucker.
Nah.
Who he wants a BB gun, and his mother won't let him get one. The family acts pretty much as you would imagine a family would act in the 40s. He's got a little brother who has his own little quirks. He gets disgusting bunny costume for Christmas from his aunt, and he ends up getting a gun for Christmas at the end. What he really wanted, after being told by everybody, he's gonna shoot his eye out.
Yep.
So it's the perfect story of being a kid, really wanting something, being turned down over and over again. And when it's all said and done, you got what you asked for. You know, through the trials and tribulations of being a kid, going to school, being a good kid, getting into a fight with a bully.
Whooping that bully's ass.
Whooping the bully's ass. He kicked the shit out of Scott. And swearing in front of his dad, eating some soap,
you know, the good old days. I think this is a pretty good Christmas tale. Very good Christmas story.
It's the It's the best.
It is pretty good. It's up there. It may not be my number one, but I don't know what my number one is.
Don't say good old days, because I grew up in the 60s and 70s, and I ate soap, too.
Yeah, I ate soap, and I grew up in the 90s. Why'd you have to eat soap? Bitch. Don't even think about it. You just said you were too drunk.
Because I swore.
Did you say cunt?
No.
Why not?
Because that word wasn't even around when I was growing up.
I bet it was.
So you're scared of a fake word?
What do you mean a fake word?
Fake news, bro.
It's not a fake word.
Yeah, it wasn't around when you were a kid.
Right.
Fake word.
Dead.
What?
Fear of the word. Fear of the word only increases fear of the thing itself.
You're losing me.
That's Harry Potter.
Fake.
Nice. Word. That's Fox News.
Fox.
Do you get it? Fox.
You got a Bud Light.
F-A-U-X.
You guys are going to each have these lists.
But F-A-W-K-E-S you guys are gonna is the have Phoenix these. In Harry Potter. You guys said Fox. It's on so many levels.
I got it, but it wasn't funny.
Because you don't get it.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
The 10 of you that listen that like Harry Potter will get that. Thank you.
Fuck everybody else.
Oh, my God.
We don't have any Bud Lights. You must be done.
Man, guys, is there... Okay.
You guys are each going to drink those two, and I'll have one of those, because...
I'm not drinking one of those.
Why?
Because I'm leaving.
Yeah, we're finishing up.
Yeah, we recorded the episode.
Yeah, I got one last question for you guys.
I got shit to do.
Yeah. I got one last question for you guys. Let's wrap up the episode real quick. Mitch, was there anything when you were a kid... was there anything that you wanted, but you never got for Christmas... Or were there toys that you really wanted every year that you look forward to getting?
My Red Ryder BB gun, the gift I wanted. And then I looked under the tree, and it wasn't there. But then it was also never behind the desk. Was the boy equivalent of the Easy Bake Oven.
Creepy Crawlers?
I never got a fucking Creepy Crawlers!
Dude, did you ever play Creepy Crawlers? At my house?
No.
What? I had Creepy Crawlers. Dude, that's amazing. I fucking forgot about that. Like, when you said that, it, like, lit up this thing in my head. I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Yep, that's pretty good. George. Yeah, fuck it. Gus. At this point, pretty much everyone knows who you are. You're not getting divorced anymore.
That's funny, huh?
Why do you sound like the evil witch from the west? I'm gonna get you pretty dog too. Making me wish I had some cocktails.
Plus I got no Christmas decorations. Please. I lost those too. Is that funny? Is that funny? Well, he's right. Does that make it funny?
Dude, that was secretive. You were for like the first 10 episodes. Was hilarious. You guys can't say that. I've got court next week. So Gus, was there any toys for you?
Was there what?
Any toys for you that you wanted as a kid but you didn't get? Or that you wanted every year?
When I was a kid, Ralphie's age. You can't stop.
Dude, I thought
are you okay? I don't think he's gonna be okay.
Dude, I thought he's
can't be O2 tags?
Dude, I thought he was faking about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I thought he was faking about 3 minutes ago, but he's still going.
I know. Oh, God. You're on it. I thought he was going to say something like, you can't get divorced again.
No, I kind of wish I did. Oh, my God.
He clearly doesn't know about the Hall of Fame pictures.
My back. What? Who doesn't? Me?
Sure, you? What Hall of Fame pictures?
What the hell are you talking about? Oh, my God.
The old last pictures.
My back. Oh.
The Hall of Fame.
Oh, do you have a Hall of Fame?
No,
do you have...
he doesn't.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does.
No.
Wait. Hold up.
It's not a Hall of
Fame. It's in the hallway in his apartment. Wait.
It's not a Hall of
Fame. Wait, do you have an old last picture with every woman you've ever dated?
Married.
No. Never. Never get an old-time photo taken with a past, present, or future. Anybody you ever meet, do not get an old-time photo taken.
Why?
Because they all disappear.
So you have a record going.
Yeah.
Good time you can't capture sunshine in an old school photo, huh?
Well, I could probably do that. Then she'd be gone too. Could probably do that.
Oh, God.
Well, here's a question. Do you have to be married to them first?
No, we're 0-3. Married to them first.
Oh, my God. So. Nice.
So forget the old-time photos. But they still look pretty cool, I think.
Dude, I'll take some pictures of you right now and slap on a sepia-tone filter. And I'll... Yeah, dude, I got a cowboy hat in my bedroom if you want to wear it.
No.
I got some massive
chaps, these were taken... You know,
I'm just kidding about that one.
You go to the beach and you see these people, hey, old-time photo here, and you hop in and you get the picture taken. If you did one here, I wouldn't be worried. But if we were
in my apartment,
yeah, that wouldn't bother me.
Or in Pittsfield,
anywhere. But if you went to an official studio where they had the old time stuff, where you throw something over the top of you, and we got a picture taken,
or you sit in the tub,
hold up,
one of us would die.
Hold up,
because that's what happens.
No,
bring
that's
sunshine
not what
here. I got some role play gear. We'll take some pictures.
Some role play gear.
Yeah.
Oh, you got the dresses.
I got vests. I got assless chaps. I got old timey dresses.
He does have a dress. Yeah, he wore it probably twice in a row.
Yeah, I didn't for Halloween, but I did it
close
for
enough.
A dress up. Yeah, it's Princess Leia. I had to get tight so you wouldn't see my junk.
And that was a long, long time ago, so it counts as old timey.
Princess Leia is like
is it long going far away?
Obviously, Star Wars.
And a galaxy far, far away? Is that what you meant?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. This one's still got beer. One of them does. Never mind. I lied. All right, guys. Well, I can see this is quickly going off the rails. That question that I just asked...
That was only 15 minutes left, but whatever.
Seven at least. Seven straight. Like, it got to the point where the listeners probably... It got to the point where the listeners probably had to start laughing.
You just lost sponsors.
No.
Yeah.
Who needs sponsors?
Patrons?
Whatever you call them. Yeah.
No.
Nah, we're good.
Are you going to get a fucking hat or a t-shirt out of this?
I got a hat. I'm wearing a hat.
Yeah, eventually.
Eventually?
Yeah. Check the store.
Excuse me?
Don't. I'm going to start laughing again. Dad, on a scale of one to a bowl.
What would I rate? What?
Hold on. Let him finish his scale.
No, I'm done thinking. Do you come up with one yet? I'm trying to think of something crazy.
Think something crazy?
Yeah. I was going to ask you one right out of the gate. But
I got one.
Good.
Mitch, on a scale of one to a bowl of turkey stolen off the table by a dog, how would you rate this episode?
Bud Lights. There's
27 out of 27 turkeys stolen by the Buffalo Sounds.
There's like road ash.
I thought you were going to ask me how many Buffalo Sounds we could steal a turkey.
That would have been much better, but I feel like I should pat myself on the back for that one.
Is there another Witcher lager in there?
No. Should I ask you or Sean?
Yes.
All right, I'll ask you. Gus, on a scale of one to a bowl of Santa boots to the face, how many Santa boots to the face would you give this movie?
Oh.
As far as the movie in general or a Christmas movie?
The movie.
A movie?
The movie.
I would give this 26 boots to the face.
Nice.
Damn.
Out of what?
The max is 27.
Man, he's good.
Or the answer would have been a ball.
Well, a full bowl.
Ball of boots.
A 26 out of 27.
And we're still going to do that because you guys are still wrong. There's no fucking way there's 27 slices of potatoes in a bowl of fucking scalloped potatoes.
You think there's one slice of potato in a bowl?
I love how you just looked at that.
There's one potato.
That's him staying here for another 45 minutes.
There's one potato. And it's
sliced. How the fuck are you getting home?
And there is not... Huh?
You just said there's no way there's 27 slices of potato in a bowl.
No.
Do you have a potato?
How many slices of potatoes are in a bowl?
In a bowl of scalloped potatoes.
If you say
potatoes,
one, I'm going to kick you right in the nuts.
No. There's one...
Kick you square in the nuts!
There's one potato. I want to say...
No, that wasn't my question.
There's no more than... There is no more than 15.
Before we get into all this nonsense...
I'm going to say...
You're right.
15.
You're way wrong.
I'm saying 15.
You got children's bowls.
You can literally fit 15 in the palm of my hand right here.
And he's got girl hands.
Yeah.
So, ask him your scale. One to a bowl.
How big is the bowl?
Listen, we're not talking about
that. This is an average dinner bowl.
A dinner bowl, meaning a 12-ounce
ask
bowl?
Ask this guy to rate the
a
movie.
A soup bowl. You know what I'm talking about. There's different size bowls.
How many fucking sizes of bowls do you have in your cabinet?
Is it a mixing bowl?
Three.
Three sizes? What the fuck is wrong with you?
What do you mean?
Is it the Super Bowl?
You got a friend...
You asked this guy to scale
there's
right the
one
movie.
In every crock. French onion soup bowl.
That's
much bigger.
That's a crock.
Fucking huge.
That's a crock.
Thank
it's
you.
It's still a bowl.
It's a crock. Technically. Not every bowl is a crock.
You've got a 6-ounce bowl.
Yep.
You can have an 8-ounce bowl, 10-ounce bowl, 12-ounce bowl. Or you can have a bowl like you got laying over there
did
on the floor.
Did you say an 8-ounce bowl?
Yeah.
Who the fuck is eating out of that?
That's legal in this state.
What is that? That's one scoop of ice cream.
Okay. What's your point?
Why did you guys
that's how they make money.
What?
You got an 8-ounce bowl sitting right there.
No, that's probably a 0.5 ounce.
Yeah. What are you are you going to ask him a scale?
What's going on, Santa? On a scale of one to a bowl, what are we rating?
The movie.
How would you rate A Christmas Story since you haven't even watched it?
I've seen it
give
probably
him a scale.
Over 100 times. I was fucking with you earlier.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
On a scale of...
I literally ordered it on Blu-ray while you were out smoking a cigarette. I love the movie so much.
Okay. On a scale of one to a bowl...
Of
clinkers in the furnace, how many clinkers would you give this movie?
I'd give this movie 25 clinkers in the furnace.
It's 25 clinkers.
Nice.
Sweet.
Yep. Boys, this really went off the rails real fucking quick.
Yeah, dude.
Perfect.
This was unlike every other episode, I want to say, that we've ever done.
Even better.
I'm glad to be back.
I say, it's our second gift to Stephen Michael. Two in a week featuring the
two
Gus.
Two in a row with Gus.
Yeah, but this
we're good for the year.
And I know Stephen Michael watches this movie because I saw it in that post from yesterday. So that, actually, Stephen Michael, if you're listening, that dates when we recorded this. But, yeah.
Where does he live?
Ohio. Outside of Columbus.
Yeah. Didn't I just say I know a place?
But
if we wanted to go to the story house, we could...
But just to let you know, he lives in Ohio.
Ohio.
He lives in Ohio, but his life is filmed in Indiana.
That's all I needed to know.
You're not looking for another beer, are you?
No.
You just, I was like, you just opened one. guys, yeah, that was a lot of fun. Super amped to be back next week. We're going to be chatting about ice hockey for the Nintendo. And then I don't quite know what's up after that. I'm sure we'll know in a couple of days. But, yeah, thank you for letting us into your life on this Christmas week. We hope that you have a fantastic time with your family. If you do the Chanukah, I hope you have a good time with those people as well. By that, I totally meant Hanukkah. I'm not going to lie. But, yeah, thank you for listening. As always, I want to give a quick shout-out to cowabungabreakfast.bandcamp.com, otherwise known as GlitchCat7. He does our theme song, The Invention of Nerdy Thursday.
Where's the music?
It's Jesus Christ. You're going full circle right now, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus. Also, Brian Betts, thank you so much for the logos, and thank you so much for the website, nerdythursday.com, where you guys can come up and find all of our social media links. You want to find Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that shit. You can find that there. But
you
also,
find more episodes that Gus is on? He's got his own little link, and his own little button, and his own little place on the website.
You can literally go to the website, go to the search bar, type in Gus, and you get every episode that Gus is on.
We should do another episode after this, like a drunken episode.
There is not a chance.
Every episode was used a drunken episode.
Yeah, you were in a pretty good place in the South Park episode. I do not know why you opened that beer. yeah, but also on that website, you can find a link to our Patreon page, which is patreon.com/nerdythursday. Mitch, you want to tell these fine folks about that?
Yeah, it's where the cool kids live.
Okay. Cool.
And those cool kids give us, I don't know, a dollar, whatever they feel like.
Yeah.
And that dollar plus goes towards us getting a sweet soundboard, goes to us making some t-shirts.
Yeah.
Which, we've already made some t-shirts. It's a pretty good...
Yeah.
What's prototype? Prototype.
Yeah, we made some prototypes over the last couple of days.
Yeah, and it's definitely looking pretty good.
Yep. I'm wearing the hat right now.
I know. I keep looking at that, and I was like, that needs to be a thing.
Yeah. So I've been wearing the hat this whole episode. We're coming up with ideas for more t-shirts, trying to get a store set up right now. Patreon, you know, you guys don't get a ton from us right off the bat, but, you know, if you like what we do, we really do appreciate the support. A dollar goes a long way. But, guys, thank you so much for listening, and until next time.
Until next week.
Keep it nerdy.
In 1952, the world was a darker place. There were only 6 days in the week, not seven like we know today. And everybody walked around wearing clothes that were painted gray, and they were sad almost all the time. Yeah, they were. And back in 1952, there were 6 days in the week. You could never know which day was the one for you, but I do. In 1965, somebody became alive, and they had a great idea to make a brand new day. It was called Nerdy Thursday, and it was a day for all the people across the world who played D&D and Magic the Gathering and had LAN parties, and it was their very own day for them. The world was big and cruel, cold and gray and sad, but Nerdy Thursday came up and made everybody glad, because after that they had a whole lot more stuff to do with their minds, and they left the gray old square world behind. Nerdy Thursday, you're the man, I hope you be my friend.